Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Do you like getting mail?
Hi friends, happy holidays. I'm Pauline. Thanks for joining us today. Today's topic is small talk.
And the title of our lesson is Mailing Letters and Cards. Mailing Letters and Cards. So Pauline, what happened on our show yesterday?
Well, Tina was writing Christmas cards at the office. Alex offered to take the cards to the post office for her, but one of the addresses wasn't correct. It was missing the zip code. American addresses need a zip code or the post office can't deliver the card.
Right. Friends, before you send Christmas cards, make sure the addresses are correct.
Every country does addresses a little differently, and today we'll learn more about that. So let's get started.
All right, first we need to practice reading. So let's go to Pauline for some help.
Alex will mail a card to his aunt in Shanghai. An international stamp costs $1.15. He can use it to mail a 1-ounce letter. The address on his card is different. The country comes first and the name comes last. In the U.S., the person's name comes first. The city, state, and zip code are last.
So, Pauline, you said yesterday that Costa Rica didn't use zip codes where you lived. What else was different about the addresses there?
Oh, well, this is changing, but when I lived in Costa Rica, they didn't have street names or house numbers.
Wait, how would that work?
It was very different. You basically had to describe where your house was in town. Anyways, let's get started with today's show. Here's Christina to teach us our keywords.
Hello, Alex 想要从美国寄一张圣诞卡给上海的阿姨。他应该需要一张国际的邮票吧。He needs an international stamp. 邮票就是 stamp. 这个国际邮票要寄多少钱的呢？一块钱美金够不够？ Does he need a $1 stamp? 名词 dollar 就是美金的单位，元。Alex 查的结果发现寄卡片到上海需要一块十五分美金的邮票。It costs $1.15. 名词 cent 是美金的单位分。信封上用中文写地址的方式跟英文不同，要先写国家名，最后才写收信人姓名。国家就是 country， you put the country first。英文姓则是相反，先写收信人姓名，然后是门牌号码、街道名、城市名、州名，最后还要写邮地区号。州就是 state. The state comes before the zip code.
Good morning, Alex. What are you doing?
Hi, Tim. I'm sending something to my aunt in Shanghai. So I need an international stamp.
How much does one cost?
I'm checking that now. Okay.It costs $1.15 to mail a 1-ounce letter.
What if your letter is more than 1 ounce?
Then you pay more.
Yesterday, Alex helped Tina mail some cards. Now Alex is writing a card to his aunt. Maybe Tina reminded him that he needed to do that.
I was reminded to write some Christmas cards, too.
Oh, good. I was hoping you wouldn't forget to give me a Christmas card.
Oh, right. Of course. That's what I meant. But I haven't finished writing it. Hey, did Alex send his card yet? And where is he sending that card to?
He's sending it to his aunt. Alex is from Taiwan, so that's probably where his aunt is, Taiwan.
No, she's in Shanghai.
Oh, really? Hey, I know that Shanghai is in China, but where in China?
Oh, it's on the eastern coast of China. It's just north of Hong Kong, but still south of Beijing.
Oh, Oh, okay. Well, Alex is in the United States, right?
Right. And he's sending a card to his aunt in Shanghai. So he needs to buy an international stamp.
Stamps are like a sticker you put on the right corner of your envelope. It shows that you paid to mail your card or letter.
So how much do international stamps cost?
Oh, let me see. I wrote that down.
How much is it?
Wait, I'm checking now.
Yes, Pauline, I'm checking now. That's today's
calendar phrase.
I'm checking that now.
I'm checking that now.
我现在正在查。
I'm buying a new card.
How much does one cost?
I'm checking that now.
Are new cars expensive?
I'm checking that now.
Do you have enough money?
I'm checking that now.
What did you find out?
I'm not getting a new car.
Ooh.
I'm checking that now.
I'm checking that now.
我现在正在查。
Okay, Peter, I found my notes. It costs $1.15 to mail a 1 ounce letter.
Dollars and cents, both are money, but a cent is worth less than $1.
Right. I can buy lots of nice things with $100. I can buy clothes and a nice dinner, or I can go on a small trip.
But 100 cents does not add up to that much. 100 cents is just $1. You will buy a snack at the convenience store with that.
An international stamp costs $1.15. That's a little more than $1, but less than $2. So it doesn't cost very much to send a letter internationally.
Oh, I'm glad that you said that. Christina wants to teach us about that sentence pattern. Christina?
Alex 说要寄国际邮件 ,1 ounce 重的信件需要1块15分。It costs $1.15 to mail a 1 ounce letter. 这个句子的句型其实就是 cost, 多少钱 to do something. 动词 cost 就是花费的意思。比如 ,it costs $7 to buy a chicken burger here. 在这里买一个鸡肉汉堡要花7块美金。It costs $200 to stay one night in this hotel. 在这家饭店住一个晚上要花200块美金。
Thanks, Christina. So it only costs $1.15 to send something internationally. Hey, maybe I'll send a Christmas package to my friends in Costa Rica.
Hey, that's a nice idea, Pauline.But that will cost you a lot more than $1.15. Remember, the international stamp is only for letters that weigh 1 ounce or less. A package will weigh a lot more and cost a lot to send.
Oh, right. Well, maybe I'll just send them some letters then. Well, friends, we are enjoying learning with you, but it's time for a short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
English, 10 minutes every day. That's
the way. Hey, Pauline, I was thinking, when you lived in Costa Rica, you didn't have house numbers. How do people find your house then?
Well, you just describe the house. I would write on the letter, I am the second blue house on the street by Joe's convenience store, something like that.
Wow, really? And then the letter would get to you. That's amazing.
Of course, I still had to tell them what town I lived in.
Oh, okay, of course. Well, let's continue learning. Here's conversation B. We can watch it together.
The address on your card looks wrong.
It's not wrong. When you write an address in Chinese, you put the country first. The person's name comes last.
Oh, in the U.S., we always put the name first.
I know. Then you write the house number and street and then the city and state.
And we write the zip code last.
That's right.
Hey, that's funny. Yesterday, Alex told Tina that the address on her card was wrong. Now Alex is the one who wrote the address wrong.
Oh, well, actually, the address isn't wrong. It just looks wrong. Remember, Alex is sending a card to his aunt in Shanghai. So he wrote the address in Chinese. Chinese addresses are written differently.
Oh, right. When you write an address in Chinese, you put the country first, right?
That's right. We'll talk more about that, but first, let's practice that sentence pattern you just used, Pauline. Rebecca, can you help us out a little bit more?
Hey, friends. Let's have lots of fun and learn today's grammar point. If you want to say that something will happen if you do something else, you can use this grammar point. For example, when you go to bed early, you get enough sleep. Or when you eat too much, you don't feel well. Got it? Then go ahead and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. You're right, too. When you learn something new, you should go out and use it.
Okay, let's talk about Chinese addresses some more. When you write an address in Chinese, you put the country first.
That is interesting. So, Chinese, Alex doesn't write his aunt's name first in Chinese. He writes the country, China.
Right. In Chinese, addresses, the person's name comes last. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this.
Alex 说用中文写横式的信封时最后才写收信人名。The person's name comes last. 请你再看一次这个句子。最后的 comes last 是最晚来的意思吗？我们一直以来都把动词 come 当作来的意思。像是 will you come here today? Do you want to come with us? 这些都是把 come 当作来的意思用。不过今天的 the person's name comes last 意思是人名写在最后，原来 come 是一个用来描述前后顺序的动词。比如你说 My family always comes first， 这就表示你很重视家庭，家庭永远都摆在第一位。还有也可以说 Tuesday comes after Monday， 这些都是动词 come 来表达先后顺序的用法。
Thanks, Christina.Wow, I am learning a lot today. I didn't know Chinese addresses were so different from English addresses.
Right, it is the same information. They just write it in a different order.
Okay, when I write an address, I write the person's name first. Next, I write the building number and the street name. Then I write the city and state.
So what is a state, Pauline?
Oh, well...California, Texas, Colorado, Montana, those are all states. The United States is made of 50 states, 50 different areas of the country.
Right. Okay, so after the city and the state, then you write the country, right?
No, then you need to write the zip code. A zip code is a long number that tells the post office what part of the city you live in. Remember?
Oh, right.That is very important. Then you can write the country last. Although, if you are sending a letter from one state to another state inside the country, you don't need to write the country name.
That's true. But I'm in the United States, so when I send letters to Costa Rica, I have to write the country. And in English, I write the country last.
That's right.Friends, maybe you should try writing a card to someone in English this Christmas. Writing letters is a great way to practice your English.
And now you know how to write addresses in English, too. Well, friends, it's time to review those great keywords we learned today. Practice saying them out loud with us.
Here's the first keyword from today. Stamp. Stamp. Please put a stamp on the envelope.
Dollar. Dollar. This book costs $10.
Cent. Cent. There are 100 cents in a dollar.
Country. Country. Which country are you from?
State. State. There are 50 states in the U.S. Okay, friends, keep on practicing. And now let's watch our lesson one more time.
Good morning, Alex. What are you doing?
Hi, Tim. I'm sending something to my aunt in Shanghai. So I need an international stamp.
How much does one cost?
I'm checking that now. Okay. It costs $1.15 to mail a 1 ounce letter.
What if your letter is more than 1 ounce?
Then you pay more.
The address on your card looks wrong.
It's not wrong. When you write an address in Chinese, you put the country first. The person's name comes last.
Oh, in the U.S., we always put the name first.
I know. Then you write the house number and street and then the city and state.
And we write the zip code last.
That's right.
All right, Peter, let's play a game. I have a new keyword review game for us.
Okay, great. How do you play?
I will say a sentence, but one word will be missing. You have to guess the keyword that completes the sentence, okay?
I think I can do that, friends. Play along at home, okay?
Okay, here's the first one. Montana is the most beautiful of all 50...
States. But hey, that's not true. What about Colorado?
Okay, here's the next one. Hi, my name is Pauline. What are you from?
What are you from? Oh, what country are you from?
Great. Okay, here's another one. A bottle of water costs $50. $50 for a bottle of water?
No, just kidding, Pauline. It's cents, of course. A bottle of water costs 50 cents.
Great. I want to send this letter, but first I need to buy a...
bottle of water. Oh, wait, that was the last one. This one is stamp. If you want to send a letter, then you will need a stamp.
Good job. Friends, how did you do? I hope this helped you remember some of our new keywords. Now, let's go join James and Ginger for a jungle chit-chat.
Look, Ginger, look what I have.
Hey, is that the card I wanted to send?
Yes.
Why didn't you mail it?
I did. I took it to the post office yesterday.
And they delivered it to you?
Yes, it came in the mail today.
Yay! I sent a Christmas card.
And I received it. Thank you, Ginger.
You're welcome. So, did the post office bring any other cards?
No. Why? Are you expecting a card?
Yes. I sent you a Christmas card.
And
now I'm expecting a card from you.
Oh, right. Well, be patient. I'm sure it'll come.
I hope so.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jack's File. This is Jack. I need to go to this address. How am I going to find it? Well, I can just use my GPS. That may be easy, but I think I can find this place by myself. I'll go look for it now. It's on Ren Ai Road, Section 3. See you later.
Finding an address can be easy. You go to the street or road and then look at the house or building numbers. Usually, the even numbers are on one side of the street and the odd numbers are on the other side. But sometimes, house or building numbers are not easy to read, or they're not on the building. Then you need to ask for help. People who live in the neighborhood know it well. They can help you. You can use GPS to find an address, but sometimes GPS is wrong or tries to take you to the wrong place. That is why you need a map as well as GPS. If the GPS can't help you, look at the map. When you look at an address, you need to know what some of the words mean. If you see the letters S-T-E, that means sweet. This is part of an office building. You will have to go inside the building to find the exact place. And sometimes there is more than one street with the same name. That can be confusing. Read the address carefully. Peach Road and Peach Street are not the same address. Also, the words lane and court can be names for streets. The best thing to do when you can't find an address is ask someone.
Well, I found the address, but it took me a while. Sometimes I couldn't see the address numbers on the buildings very well. So I asked some people for help. They helped me find the address. So never be afraid to ask for help or for directions. Goodbye, everyone, and see you next time on Jack's File.
Well, friends, now we are all set to send letters to our friends and family. Well, there's one kind of letter that is very important. When you receive a gift, you get
a thank you note. That's right. If you get a gift, you should probably write a thank you note afterwards. That tells the person that you really liked what they gave you, and it's good to show that you are thankful.
Well, we are both thankful you joined us today. Come back again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.